Okay. So, first of all, as I didn't do any talk in English in my entire life, so let me first apologize for my probably somewhat rough English and German accent. I've been missing some practice in recent years, and I will probably need to read more instead of speaking freely, which is what I normally do. So, who am I? I'm living and working here in Karlsruhe, so I did not need to travel that far. I'm an active mapper since 2007, when most parts of our area were blank spots on the map still. During that time, I started doing geo-information stuff at my day job, so I came in touch with the other side. Recently, I haven't been doing that much mapping anymore. Beyond other things, I'm the maintainer of the German Mapnik style. And so what's the reason for doing this talk? What's my motivation? For some reason, OpenStreetMap and free and open source geo-information system communities seems to be largely disjoint. Not that much inside Germany, where we have the Foskis, and Foskis is very near to OpenStreetMap. But I got the impression that this is a little bit the case in the rest of the world. And it's interestingly, the former tend to use Mapnik for rendering, and the latter tend to use the map server or geo server. And that's always something you see if you go to a Foskis conference. You see people with a geo information system background are usually not using Mapnik. And what I want to do now is to show you that there is something else than Mapnik. And I also learned this morning that this talk is somewhat opposing the conference motto. talking about renderers, we once also had Osmo Render, which was completely strange, doing rendering using XSLT transforms, but well, this is history, so I won't talk about this anymore. One reason I could imagine why Mapnik was popular in OpenStreetMap and map server was not that much. It's true, map server at that time didn't do very beautiful maps, and I think I read on the homepage of the Mapnik project, Mapnik was originally designed to draw beautiful maps. Probably the output of map server at that time wasn't that beautiful. And in nowadays, they are both using the anti-grain geometry library as a backend, so that doesn't differ anymore. So now for my three programs I will present. This map server, Mapnik as a reference, and GeoServer, which is a newer software. MapServer is actually the oldest of the three pieces of software I will present here. And this is a web mapping software which has been written by University of Minnesota originally and is now maintained as a generic open source project. It's sometimes called UMN map server, and it's written in mostly written in C++. And the technology differs. That's why I have That's why I want to show all of the technology behind it, because a map server is an application, and it's basically a WMS and WFS server, which are OGC standards. And this server is available as a CGI or FastGGI binary for a web server. In recent times, it's also available as an Apache module. So this software can be readily used in a web server to render maps, which is not the case in Mapnik. The more interesting thing is there are various script language bindings, so you can use your favorite script language and integrate map server, which could be very handy as well. And last but not least, map server is very well suited for serving raster images like aerial images as a WMS server. So this differs from Mapnik, because Mapnik is not an application itself. Mapnik is something like a library which can be used in Python, C++, and recently Node.js. To get a ready-made application, you need something like a mod tile, which is used in OpenStreetMap. And there are a couple of Python applications which also use Mapnik. But you need to have an application using Mapnik to actually use Mapnik. You can't just install Mapnik and use it, because it's only a library. So the third project I want to show is GeoServer. GeoServer is kind of opposite thing. It's a server, a Java-based servlet, so it has to run as a server. So quite the opposite of a library. And this is actually, I always say, it's a wannabe reference implementation of OGC standards. So rendering is done in GeoServer using styled layer descriptors, of course, because this is an OGC standard. GeoServer is not using any non-standard stuff, as far as I know. And it's also possible to do programming using GeoServer using a REST API, but you always have to run a server, and you can then control the server by using a REST API. So nonetheless, these three projects are very different in design, but all of the three can be used to render maps based on OpenStreetMap data for a browser user. So on to the rendering examples. I have is there a laser pointer somewhere? This is a complete working example, and I should probably better use the mouse. Okay, it's probably better using the mouse. We have those specifications here for output format and metadata, which is used for the WMS output and is controlling the WMS output. So the actual rendering is done in the one layer I defined here. And this one layer consists of a data source, which is specified by the connection type PostGIS, and an SQL query, which is actually selecting the data. So what I do here is I did a database view presenting three different colors representing the type of forest which is available in the database. So these are these deciduous forests, coniferous forests, and mixed forests. And depending on the forest type, the color is rendered in a different shade of green, dark green or light green, for deciduous forests, and dark green for coniferous forests. And what you actually see here, because this is something which MapNIC cannot do, at least as far as I know in current version, I pick a color out of the database, and this color has a direct input variable for the rendering. So the green is inside a database column, the shade of green, and is rendered in that shade of green. On MapNIC, you always have to specify the color in the style, and the color cannot be picked from the database, which is not that handy in practice. So my MapNIC example. On MapNIC, you don't need to specify some WMS stuff or output format, because that's not the purpose of MapNIC. MapNIC is a library, gets you some image, and you have to put that image somewhere using your application software, which MapNIC isn't. So you can't find this in the style, because that's not what MapNIC is for. So the reason why this style is shorter than the other one is actually that those features have to specify it otherwise using the application config file or something like this. This is actually what you have to specify in RenderD or something like that. So MapNIC isn't able to fetch the data from the database. So what I do is here just one shade of green for all forests. In this special case, I could write tree rules for render tree different kinds of forests, because there are only tree. If I would like to render, let me say, 100 of different shades of green, it would get worse. And the map server file would still be like it is at the moment. So on to GeoServer. On GeoServer, we also have another thing which isn't described here, which is the database access. On map server, the database on GeoServer, the database access is not specified in the style. And what you see here is that so-called styled layer descriptor, which is of course able to fetch a data value from the database and render this data value. So actually, the output of that style, and the one shown in the in the other style here is actually producing the same output. I will show you that later. So the three different shades of green I have in my database are rendered as a polygon in my simple style. So far for the examples, as I already said, these are three working examples tested on an OSM to PGSQL database using the HStore extension to get those forest types out of the database, which is specified as wood equals something of the tree. So, and finally, I set up a table, a comparison table of the tree, to see what one software can do, what the other cannot. It is my impression that MapServer is currently probably the most powerful rendering software, despite the fact that OpenStreetMap is using Mapnik all the time. Because if you compare the features, you will get the most out of MapServer. The first feature here in my table row is the one I had already had in my examples. I can use values from database for actually rendering. That's not the case in Mapnik, but that's true for MapServer and GeoServer. Something which is related to that is adjustable units of rendered objects. Usually when I render a highway, I do this not in its natural width, because it would be small to large to invisible on the map. So, for example, highways are rendered, which if you measure it compared to a real world width of the autobahn, it would get a few hundred meters in width. So this is something which I do normally on a map to make these streets visible. This is not something which should be done on something like waterways, because waterways should be on the map like they are in the real world. So on MapServer, you can specify units as meters, and if you find a width tag in the OpenStreetMap database, you can render this river in its exact physical width using the meters unit. If you're using Mapnik, you have to somehow translate this from pixels to meters. That's the rendering software is not doing this for you. Also a thing which is possible in GeoServer. Okay, so 2 points for the others, no points for Mapnik, so I have to have one now which is better in Mapnik, and there is one, yeah. But it's actually, I think it's actually the only one I found which Mapnik beats the other two. Talking about adjustable gamma is something, if you render overlapping polygons, which is the case if you render the ocean polygons from Jochen's OSM coastline polygons, and the overlap, you get some rendering artifacts caused by anti-aliasing. And on the anti-grain library, you can just increase the gamma to prevent these artifacts. And on Mapnik, this can be done by layer. So you can do this only for the relevant polygons and leave it as it is for all the rest of the layers. On MapServer, you can only do this globally. On GeoServer, this is not possible at all. I found a mailing list post by somebody asking, and one of the authors wrote that this wouldn't be possible in Java 2D to do this at all. So this is a real problem, because if you are rendering tiled polygons, you always run into that problem. So the next one is arbitrary SQL queries in style. GeoServer isn't working this way, because you have to specify a data source which might be a PostgreSQL database, but this has to be a couple of tables using a couple of rows, and the abstraction doesn't support anything else. Okay. This can be worked around in GeoServer using database views. So this is not really a problem. Okay. automatic substitution of variables. This, I think this is a very handy thing if you're using same things in your style on many, many places. It's very handy to have some kind of macro function, which is available in Mapnik XML using XML entities, which is missing in the new Arcato CSS, which is not that good because it has been already there. The others don't have this, which on map server I always tend to use some kind of generation script, which is doing the real map file out of some input. Not that nice. Debug output, that's a bad thing on Mapnik. You have to recompile Mapnik in debug mode to find out which layer is rendering which fast. In map server, this can be achieved using a debug switch in the map file only. Didn't find something like this in GeoServer, which does not mean that it is not there. Probably it is there, probably somebody knows. I didn't find. Then that's a strange, more not that often used feature is clustering. If you have lots and lots of POIs, map server can do a clustering for you. Which is handy for lower zoom levels. This is not possible in Mapnik, maybe possible using some database tricks, and can be done in GeoServer via extension as well. And the last one is line offset. Line offset is something which is available in Mapnik since 2.1. I'm using this in the German style, which I will show you in a minute, and can be done in Map Server. Is not available in GeoServer as far as I know. So I hope I gave you some intention to look at those projects and not only to Map Server, to Mapnik. And I will try to show you very short live demo. So here, I will I have this used this line offset feature in the German style for highway construction or proposed highways. We have one here in the north of Karlsruhe. So this is drawn on a, like just small lines. This is common in German maps as long as I know German maps to do it this way. And in my opinion, is less ugly than in the international style. So back to my forest rendering. MapServer and GeoServer do exactly the same. I have those forest types rendered in three different shades of green. And the lightest green are these deciduous forests, and the darkest green are those, can see the, do not see the zoom bar. And I do not have a mouse wheel. It's way too high. Anyway, as you can see, the simple style I had in my example presentation pages is working as it should. This rendering forests in a different shade of green. So that's it. Questions?
Okay, first some announcements. So Lightning Talk speakers, especially Bandit Florian, Jay Claus, and Dee Kiesler, should come to Aula, not to Aula, to building B now. So immediately, please. And yeah, questions. Who has a question?
There have been a question.
I was just wondering what's the key benefit of using Geo's server or map server against Mapnik. If I remember well, is it about direct access? Because I was wondering if for WMS you have direct access, whereas with Mapnik the use case is different. You have to run the tile before and after you generate tiles, but it's static. Whereas GeoServer and MapServer are dynamic. So what's the in which case will you use GeoServer and in which case will you use MapServer or Mapnik? I was wondering because in one case in your talk I didn't see the difference between the dynamic parts you have in server like GeoServer and MapServer and Mapnik where you pre-run the, in which case will you choose which tools?
That's very difficult to say because all the three pieces of software are able to render maps and all can do this on the fly or using something like RenderD or on Apache. It's actually possible to use MapServer in RenderD using the T-Rex backend. That's working, so no difference there. If you're using MapServer, you can also use T-Rex with the WMS backend. So no need for live rendering. In no case, all the three are capable of doing this. So. There is no difference as far as this is concerned. MapServer has, as I already told, a few very good advantages if you need to render something which is inside the database. An example would be if you would like to do something like a heat map with maximum speeds of roads, in a dark color if in a high speed and a light color in a low speed. And there are various values in the database. And on Mapnik, you would need to write a style for every of those, for every value. And you won't need to do this in GeoServer or MapServer. It is still a thing of personal preference, which of the three renderers to use. But there are a few things which the one can do better than the other. That's what I try to do in the comparison table. Yeah.
Okay, more questions from the audience?
Can you comment on relative speed, preferably with comparable styles between the three? Because, I mean, nice additional features are good, but not if it takes 10 times as long to render.
They are surprisingly similar. I think MapServer might be a little bit slower, but it's not above the 10% range or so. But they are very similar among the three.
Okay, thanks.
So are there more questions? Okay, then thank you, Sven. And welcome our...